Well, I think everybody accepts that local governments had the effect of austerity thrust upon it greater than any other part of the public sector, where we're having to deliver services with a lot less money than we did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And that the council tax upper limit of just under 5% with the social care precept is what most authorities up and down the country will be implementing. But irrespective of that, we've still had to deliver another £50 million worth of savings across a budget of about 960, 70 million in the current year, which already bakes into it, putting the council tax up to that level. So we've found those £50 million worth of savings without materially affecting the delivery of good frontline services.
That's different to improving services. I mean, do you think the extra money you raised from the levy on social care will go some way to improving?
Yes, and some of the additional money we've had from government for accelerated transfers out of hospital, the statistics are looking really most promising. So, I'm maintaining services and improving where possible would be a more specific answer to your question.
Turning to Brexit quickly, I mean, you mentioned in all the budget, the draft budget paper mentions the issue of Brexit placing, you know, unique pressures on Kent. How optimistic are you that you'll get a fair hearing from government on that in terms of perhaps giving you extra money?
Well, for the road network and the signage, should Operation Brock have to be put into place, which replaces Operation Stack, we have recently received just over £28 million to prepare the roads, the additional signage, the additional boots on the ground we're going to need to marshal the traffic, working with Highways England and Kent Police, but 28 and a bit million specific for KCC's highways network, which has been very well received. And I think today we're likely to hear from the Ministry of Community Housing and Local Government how they're going to passport out to local authorities the Brexit preparedness, which will be applied to enhance trading standards services and having to employ additional officers to manage, should there be a no-deal Brexit and there be changes at the port of entry and exit, how much each individual authority will be getting. So I'm hoping that Kent will get somewhere in the order of just short or just over £1 million.